More bad news on the Spruce Pine job front. Genesis Furniture is cutting more jobs. 8 workers had been laid off earlier. Now the company has announced more cuts, saying that 30 will ultimately lose their jobs. Cheryl Barber with News 13 in Asheville has more details.
It's just the manufacturing side. The warehouse and shipping operations will stay open. Workers say the closing leaves them competing for just a handful of jobs close to home.
Well, we put it out like this, that he had a call from over the weekend by the plant owner that he needed to cut some more jobs.
Matthew Henson, his wife Ashley, and 10-month-old Ava got the bad news Monday.
And that we were the people that was going to be cut.
Well, I've got good news and bad news. I'm like, what's your good news? He's like, well, I have food stamps. I'm like, what's the bad news? He's like, I got laid off. I just started bawling because it's hard for everybody, and especially with her.
Matthew says he knows it was a tough decision for his boss at Genesis Furniture, but now it's forcing some tough decisions for Matthew and Ashley.
Hopefully trying to find a job. The Employment Security Commission would probably be my first act to go. The day that I was dismissed, I went and looked, and there was nothing. So I've talked to them, and I've looked, and I guess I'll keep looking until I look up and find another job.
I want to work, but I want to stay at home with her, so it's really hard.
Matthew says he's worried about his coworkers facing the same grim prospect for finding income in an area that's lost hundreds of manufacturing jobs. The factory that makes sofas, love seats, and chairs will shut its doors in about 2 weeks. Plant manager Mike Champion tells us, quote, "This is a layoff. They should plan like it's permanent and hope that orders will pick up so it would be possible to bring workers back."
I loved the work. The work was just, you know, it was a job. I mean, it's just pride. You're happy to have a job, a place to go to earn a paycheck, to make a living, because it's hard not to have money coming in and to have all these bills piled on you.
Matthew says most of the people he knows are like him, hourly workers with no health insurance or benefits when they're laid off. He's hoping he can qualify for state unemployment benefits so he can pay next month's rent.
That was Cheryl Barber reporting. Our thanks to News 13 for the story. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.